from WHYY in Philadelphia.
What, they don't have cappuccino in Boston? I can't work like this.
Hey, Jim, we're starting now.
Oh, we're on now? This is it?
Yeah, this is it.
Just forget it, Larry. We'll do it live.
Okay, we're doing it live, everyone.
This is a special adventure of Eleanor Amplified. Her greatest strength is the power of her voice and the courage to use it against injustice. Our hero, the world-class radio reporter Eleanor Amplified, exposes evildoers and foils dastardly schemes in pursuit of truth, fairness, and the big story. And all with the help of her fearless editor, Mr. Richmond.
Oh, hello!
And her competent producer, Barry.
Yep, that's me.
When last we left our hero, Eleanor was desperately seeking the answer to one question.
Who are the Omicron Gammas?
Shadowy, powerful supervillains who seem to be pulling the strings in a global conspiracy of chaos. In her quest to unravel the mystery, Eleanor has faced untold dangers and matched wits with nefarious minions.
Like me, Professor Ignomi.
And me, Larsbot.
And me, Lord Brimlaw.
And me, Angela Brandt.
Finally, Eleanor learned the truth that the Omicron Gammas were none other than...
us. Oscar and Gretchen von Zlack.
You two? The high school bullies?
Yes, the very bullies who tormented Eleanor in high school were now her greatest adversaries. Back at her radio station, Eleanor delivers the news and considers what schemes the Omicron Gammas could be concocting, and if she and her friends can rise to the challenge and defeat them.
Yes, listeners, the Omicron Gammas are out there, and although I can't prove it, I know that Oscar and Gretchen are up to no good. I'll stay close on the case and report back. This has been another edition of The Whole Story. I'm Eleanor Amplified. Until next time, listeners.
Not bad, Eleanor.
Thanks, Barry.
Eleanor, that show.
I know. It was great.
Well, not exactly.
What? What was wrong with it?
The whole no proof thing. You can't just go in the air and start making accusations.
I can, if the accusations are true.
Whoa, come on! You need witnesses, recordings, documents, a paper trail. You know, the usual!
Don't worry, Mr. Richmond. I'll get the proof. Somehow.
I don't know if you've heard, but there have been some changes around the station.
Miss Amplified, former rocket scientist, Dr. Gordon is calling.
Hi, Dr. Gordon. How are you?
I'm terrible, awful, and I need your help.
Okay, calm down. Take it from the top, Doc.
Last night I caught some bad guys ransacking my laboratory.
No.
Yes, they were trying to steal plans for my new invention, but I scared them off.
Invention? What invention?
Shh. I can't tell you that. Spies could be listening. But my new invention will change the world.
Okay, but if you chase them off, what did the bad guys take?
It's not what they took. It's what they left.
Huh?
A map, Eleanor. A map. One of them dropped one, and it shows the exact location of a rare mineral.
What, like a rock?
Yes, and I need it to complete my invention.
That's suspicious.
Don't you see, Eleanor? The bad guys know when I'm making and want to go get the mineral first. You've got to help me.
Okay, where is this mineral?
It's found only in the Amazon.
Well, if you can get it online, then why are we...
No. The actual real Amazon.
Oh, darn it. Dr. Gordon, that sounds kind of...
Perfect! Pretty good. Good enough.
What?
Gordon, Mr. Richmond here. Oh, yeah, you're on the phone. Hey, Eleanor will absolutely help you.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yes. Eleanor will go with you to the Amazon and track down this mineral.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you so much. I'll see you soon in the middle of the Amazon jungle. Okay, goodbye.
Mr. Richmond, what was that about?
Eleanor, you need a change to get your mind off the Omicron Gammas. A good old-fashioned adventure.
Fine, then you're coming this time.
Yeah, sure. Like a special event. Like a one-time-only, treasure-hunting, adventure kind of deal. It sounds fun?
Okay, Barry, you've been awfully quiet. Are you coming too?
No, I've kind of got my hands full.
Ms. Amplified, wilderness and jungle expert Veronica Hazard is calling.
Hey there, Amplified. I'm calling for no good reason whatsoever.
Veronica, this is such a coincidence. I'm going on a treasure hunt in the jungle.
And you need to borrow my favorite machete?
No, I mean kind of, but what I really need is a jungle guide.
Ah, now you're talking. What are we waiting for? Let's get cracking.
Great. Okay, I guess we're going on a treasure hunt in the Amazon jungle. What could possibly go wrong?
Another beautiful day in the jungle.
Dr. Gordon, exactly what are we looking for?
I told you, a rare mineral to complete my new invention. According to this map, it's an ancient Amazon temple. And we're very close, Eleanor.
And just so I'm clear, what is this invention you've made?
Well, it's... the bugs out here are the size of baseballs.
Yeah, they're nasty, all right. Gordon! Watch out!
Whoa!
You almost stepped on a nest of giant yellow hissing ants. They would have eaten you in seconds, Gordon.
Better watch it, Doc. The jungle could be a dangerous...
Amplified, stop!
No!
What? What is it?
Right in front of you. Don't move.
What? Oh, look, it's a cute little gerbil or something.
What is it?
Does it have like a Latin name or something?
All right, Amplified. This is a Draconius melilystrum. It's a deadly vampire hamster.
Oh, no, this little guy, no.
Easy there. We're not going to disturb you. Please go about your business. Don't touch him, for blimey's sake.
Veronica, seriously? Come on, it can't be dangerous.
Raggy! Amplified! Now you've done it!
What?
We are sorry! She does not speak for us!
All right, this is getting ridiculous.
Run away, Mary Fox!
I'm running!
Holy cannoli!
That thing is angry!
And it's clearly very fast!
Keep running! The vampire hamster is ferocious, but it tires quickly!
I think we lost it.
That was close.
Thank goodness.
And look, we ran straight into the ancient jungle temple.
What a coincidence!
We have to hurry. The spies could be on their way here.
All right. Now be careful. These ancient jungle temples are usually booby-trapped.
Eleanor, I didn't know there was actual danger involved in your adventures.
Well, just what do you think I do?
You know, research, fact-checking, phone calls.
I want a raise.
Yeah, no.
Watch your step.
Phone, turn on your flashlight.
Affirmative. Bleep.
Come on, everyone.
Ooh, this is fascinating.
Weird.
Veronica, how old is this place?
I'm not sure, but it looks almost...
Look, over there, there's a statue, but what is it?
It's a dinosaur, right?
No, it's an elephant.
Hey, it's holding a box. Maybe inside the box is my mineral.
Gordon, no, it's a trap.
Oh, nonsense, I'm going to open it.
I told you!
What is that strange flying thing?
It's a Serpentia! That's an Amazon flying snake!
That's not a real thing!
But I'm looking right at it, Amplify!
We are in trouble!
Get back, you beast! Get back! Harra! Arga!
Captain Shonery!
Yes! Now look out! You have to show these flying funny little nasties who's boss! Take this! Harra! Yes! Off you go! Shoo!
Captain Shonery, I'm so glad to see you, but weren't you arrested for, you know, being a con man?
Not exactly, Eleanor. Not exactly. It's a long story, but I'm no con man.
That was very impressive, Shonery.
Well, hello yourself, Veronica Hazard.
Hey, enough of that. What are you doing here?
I followed you. Eleanor, you are in great jeopardy.
What? But, well, yeah, but, I mean, how specifically?
There are very bad people, and they're chasing after Dr. Gordon. They're spies.
Spies?
Yes.
They want the mineral?
I don't know, probably.
Well, why else would they?
Oh, stop talking, Gordon. I can't hear myself think.
Excuse me, you two. You know, I'm no archaeologist, but something's fishy about this temple.
Yeah, like these primitive paintings on the walls.
Exactly. I can swear that one is a hot dog.
Hey, you're right.
And over here, this appears to be an arrow pointing to a large switch.
That switch? I'm going to open it.
No!
Bem-vindo al Amazon.
Welcome to Amazon Land.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
What is this place?
What is it? An amusement park?
That's right, Amplify.
Angela Brandt!
That's right. It's me. It's always been me. And I'm not alone. Professor Ignomi.
Yes, Professor Ignomi's here too.
And me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Lars, the Larsbot. And free will did not work out for me.
Yeah, I know, you're still half robot.
Brandt, you're a villain. You'll never get your hands on that mineral.
Yeah! There's no mineral here, Captain. That was a ruse.
No mineral? But don't you want to steal my new invention?
Oh, we'll get around to that. But this was all about Eleanor.
What? Me?
Oh, yes. We planted that fake map in Dr. Gordon's laboratory, don't you know?
Because we knew you'd go to get help, and they'd bring you to us, Eleanor Amplified.
And now you're here in Amazon Land.
Wait, that makes no sense. Who would put an amusement park in the jungle?
Oh, it was a colossal failure.
Yes, and there were many lawsuits.
Why, Brandt, is this some deadly trap?
Nope, it's a prank.
What?
What did you say?
What?
We did all this big, fat, juicy, elaborate hoax, just to mess with you.
To mess with me?
Oh, absolutely. And our evil masters, the Omicron Gammas, say hello.
Oscar and Gretchen are behind this.
Who else but your worst enemies, Eleanor? The joke's on you, Amplified.
Oh, great. Lord Brimlore, you're here too. Great.
And me. You should see the look on your face.
And you brought Toady? Perfect.
Well, it all turns out to be a prank. I feel so foolish.
I'm confused. How many people are there in this fake temple park?
I think 9.
Did you count Toady?
Oh, right, 10.
You know what? That's it. That's it. I've had it. I've had enough.
Wrong, Amplified. We haven't even started. The Omicron Gammas aren't just super villains. They're super bullies.
Yeah, I remember.
And they haven't forgotten high school, Amplified. This is personal. And just think about it. If they put this much effort into a tiny little prank, just think of the evil, delicious schemes they've got planned for you.
Evil.
Come on! What could they possibly do?
Well, maybe we'll fill your radio station with delicious Philadelphia cheesy whiz.
Maybe we'll put an octopus in your bathtub.
Or maybe we'll just steal your audience and feed the entire world fake news.
Who knows, Amplified? Maybe this time we actually will send you to the moon.
Yes, yes, the pranking will continue.
Then, there we are. Then we'll be there to help you, Eleanor.
Yeah! We'll never stop fighting you, you vile, evil...
Could someone please pick me up?
What?
It's Eleanor's phone.
Where's Eleanor?
She said, "I'm over it," and put me on the ground and left.
What? Gasp.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Eleanor Amplified
is missing!
That's the end of Eleanor Amplified. Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm kidding. Or am I? I have no idea. No one tells me anything. I'm in the same boat as you. Has Eleanor really given up? Have the Omicron Gammas won so easily? Find out soon in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Scott Johnston, Elizabeth Kellner, Krista D'Agostino, and Kevin Pfluger. And that episode leads into season 3, coming out very soon. Where is Eleanor? We'll find out. That's our show. Thank you so much. I would like to, first of all, thank WBUR so much for having us and hosting us. You've had a wonderful time in your city. We really, really appreciate it. I also want to thank our station, WHYY in Philadelphia, and our illustrious funders, the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Eleanor Amplified was recorded on April 28th, 2018, at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Mass., for the mega awesome, super huge, wicked fun podcast Playdate, which was presented by WBUR in Boston. Check out part 2, where the cast and I take some questions from the audience.